Women, like Peggy Blakey, a migrant farm worker. Now she works in a munitions factory, like 2 million other women. The Depression is suddenly over. The factory used to make fireworks. Now it's pumping out 20 millimeter tracer shells. Tracer shells leave a trail of burning chemicals containing magnesium. See where it's going, and you can hit your target. The pressure to produce quickly is real. So is the danger. Just combing your hair could kill you. Static electricity and gunpowder equal explosion. But the risk is worth it. Peggy makes real money, $32 a week.
To us, it was just an absolute miracle. Before that, we made nothing. Now we'd have money to buy shoes and a dress and pay rent and get some food on the table.
And pay taxes. Tax returns jumped from less than $4 million in 1939 to $42 million in 1945. World War II will cost $300 billion, twice as much as the federal government had spent since George Washington. Women's salaries set off a wartime consumer boom. 11,000 supermarkets are built. Purchases go up 12%.
The precedent of what women had accomplished in World War II did linger in the memory of the society at large, and I think was one of the things that energized the feminist movement a decade or two later.